This is an amazing story, and it's one that I was aware of. It took about a year for this to go through. This is a guy who was a street preacher. He was affiliated with a church in Arizona, and he would go out and do some street preaching, and then he would, he goes back, he was working at the church there, had a family and everything, and he didn't know what had happened, but he couldn't stand and just dropped to his feet. You'll see the pictures of it, bleeding from his head. And they're like, you know, what's going on? He couldn't even talk. And then he went into seizures and everything. He'd been shot. Somebody shot him in the head. This is his story.
If you're stuck in sin, you're stuck in the way that you're living.
You'll find Hans Schmidt, microphone in hand, at the corner of 51st and Peoria Avenues.
You can have hope in Jesus.
This November night, Schmidt's street preaching ended abruptly.
I remember falling to my knee, and then after that, I was like, oh, something's not right. I grabbed all my gear, put it back in the car. I drove my car back to church.
Coherent but confused, the father of two was planning to attend Wednesday worship yard away at Victory Chapel.
He just like comes to the car, and like I remember just seeing like blood, and I'm like, what happened?
And in my head I was saying like, I'm not okay, but I wasn't speaking.
You weren't speaking.
There's no words coming out. Her brother George was like, let's take him to the hospital, and luckily he did, because that's when on the way there I started seizing.
Hans arrived unresponsive at the hospital. Doctors uncovering the catastrophic cause of his collapse.
The CT scan was what revealed that there was actually a bullet. Even the neurosurgeon was like, there's like nothing we can do.
The detective told you, like, we'll know more after the autopsy. Like, that's what the detective told her. Like, I was gonna die.
Doctors and detectives believed death was inevitable. Paralyzed in her own right, Zulia faithfully did what she could for her husband.
And a lot of like pleading to God, like, please leave him. Like, no matter how you leave him, but please leave him. Praying like, God, if you can raise dry bones, why not him? There's so many like people that are miracles, and I'm like, why not him?
After speaking with his wife, they are just praying, Katie, for a miracle.
Yeah, we'll stay on this case for sure. Christine, thank you.
News traveled from the valley to around the world. Prayers poured into Hans and his new family of four for just an ounce of light, of hope.
They would do tests on him to see if he was responsive, and many times they were like, he's not responsive.
Hans was placed on life support in a medically induced coma.
Those days felt like really long, so I was scared that, you know, I'd never hear his voice again.
But as each hour, each day passed, that miracle began to take form. Bedside 1 month later, Hans looked at his wife and breathed.
And then he's like, it's fine. And I was like, what? You just spoke. And I was like, Hans, you just spoke? And like, I was like super stoked about it.
Oh my goodness, Zoe.
The next month, in January, Hans would walk and open his front door, greeted by little hands and feet.
What's it like to come home to your wife and your two babies every day?
It's a miracle. Absolutely a miracle.
What I think is just so incredible is that we're sitting here having a full-fledged conversation. If I was just meeting you for the first time, I would have no idea that this has happened within a year. That's incredible.
I should not be alive. Realistically, I should be dead. And because his grace and his love, I'm still here. The bullet path through my brain. Like, it's a straight line, straight, like, all the way through. When in here, it's still over here.
Hans shows me his CT scan, where the bullet entered, and where the lead fragments still live in his brain today.
Yeah.
Doctors tell him it's too risky to operate to remove what's left.
Just like your children, you're learning how to talk, and was walking also a journey too?
He had to relearn everything.
For my PT, they always put me on the treadmill. Like, I'm always running.
You're running?
Yeah, I go running for my PT.
Hans's recovery includes daily speech and occupational therapy. He tells me he's eager to get back to work, and doctors say he should be able to return to a somewhat normal life. The simplicity of normal is all he and his wife have prayed for. Side by side, they take me back to the corner where he was shot 9 months ago.
I'm so grateful.
She's been my rock.
He stands with both feet at 51st and Peoria Avenues, ready to share his new testimony, knowing the person who fired the weapon is still out there. Yet Hans fearlessly and peacefully already made his decision.
I don't think that holding a grudge against him is going to change anything. I think it's important to forgive people, and so, yeah, I've forgiven him.
In Glendale.
Every day is a blessing because I'm still here.
Christine Stanwood, ABC 15, Arizona.
Boy, I remember that story when it happened, and I remember the first reports that came out of it, and she was so positive. And so full of faith, and so many people were praying for him. That's the issue there. We don't know how God works.
Hearing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think. And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Break free from the usual script with The David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.